The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Alexa joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Alexa. How are you?
Hi. Well, I need your help.
Yeah, no. Well, we're here for you, sister. What's going on?
That's what we're here for.
Well, I'm having... First of all, it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
Great.
I'm having a little bit of an issue with my husband right now.
Uh-huh.
And I need to know, am I wrong?
Okay. What's your husband's name?
Howard.
And what's the problem with Howard?
So, we've been married for a while, and I wanted to sort of spice things up.
Yeah.
Reignite our flame.
Yeah.
So I was asking my girlfriend, like, for advice.
Yeah.
And she suggested, like, fantasy and role play and that kind of stuff.
Oh, great idea.
Never done before.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
I told him that we could play, like, he could be a sexy agent and I could be a James Bond.
License to Thrill.
Boy.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be real dangerous. And I set up, like, the whole thing for him, and he was really, really into it, and all seemed really good.
Great. All right.
And
sounds
then
good.
I said, okay, so tell me one of your fantasies. And he said, you could be a baby. And then he went on to say that I wouldn't be allowed to talk. I could only cry or gurgle or giggle.
Wait.
Are you being serious?
Wait, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm really being serious. And then, and I just kind of tried to take it. I've actually never done this before.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's normal. But then he said, I could change your diaper. And that's a quote. Like, he used
oh,
the
gross.
Word
okay. All right, hang on. Okay, no,
oh
I don't want to.
Oh, my God, what?
So,
I'm glad this is your reaction because that's how I react.
Okay, all right, hang on.
And I just.
Let's call Howard.
Oh, here, no. For one.
Don't go anywhere.
Howard.
Hello?
Howard?
This is Howard.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good. Oh, yeah. I know what? I'm not so great, actually. I'm a little taken aback. Howard, it's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way, from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Howard.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Also, Alexa is on the phone.
Hi.
Alexa, my wife. Hi.
You might have a different tone after we tell you why we're calling.
Listen, do you have a minute to talk to us, buddy? Because Alexa's a little concerned about something, and she asked for our help.
Sure.
Okay. Megan, you tell him.
Thanks, Mark.
No problem.
Howard, Alexa told us that you guys were talking about, you know, role play in the bedroom. And she told us that you want her to dress as a baby.
and cry
even,
and gurgle.
Can't even say that seriously.
Why are we talking about this on the radio?
Well, because that's what we do. We try to help people with their problems. And apparently you wanting to, like, change her diaper is a problem for her. Is this, like, really something that you think would like, get you going in the bedroom if she acted like a baby?
I mean, you're making it out like I'm into babies or something. I mean, just...
I mean, you
want to be an FBI agent, for heaven's sake.
Right, Howard. I think it's odd because she's like, yeah, you be a spy, I'll be the Bond girl. And then you're all like, oh, how about this? You act like you're a baby and I'll change your diaper. Is that something you...
All in the realm of fantasy. Like, why is that such a big deal? I mean, would it be different if I said, hey, why don't you be, I don't know, a meat pie and I'll just eat you? Like, what's the difference?
What?
Okay, hang on one second. Hang on one second, you guys. Don't go anywhere. One second. We have some people that want to comment, of course. 340-9595. By the way, this guy sucks at role-playing.
Oh, God.
Logan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Hope y'all are great.
We were good for a minute, yeah.
I agree. I just wanted to say, hey, more power to you, that dude that called in talking about changing the baby diaper or whatever. More power to you, but I just think that's so weird.
Yeah, that's a little... So you don't think she should, you know, go through with his fantasy even though it's his fantasy?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, sometimes one word is all it takes. Hey,
I just want to tell y'all have a great day, and don't work too hard, and enjoy your lunch break.
Hey, thanks, Logan. We never do, and we always do. Hey, thanks. Right. Thanks for that. By the way, our lunch break is just when we leave work.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
340-9595. Tommy from Palatka. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, we're good, Tommy. So this woman tried to spice up her love life with some role play, and then she didn't like what her husband wanted to do.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have liked what my wife would have wanted to do if she wanted to dress me up as a baby either.
Yeah.
I would have started thinking she's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth, and he truly, truly does sound like he's offended that she told you that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I would be offended too if my wife let everyone know that kind of thing.
He's embarrassed.
Yeah, you are right. The only thing I was saying is you may let that guy get off the telephone, because the way his voice sounds and the way he sounds like he's shocked, that may cause a really serious problem at home. If they don't already have serious problems.
It seems like they do already have serious problems.
He wants his wife to gurgle and gaga. That's...
But when I was listening to that, I was like, oh my God, that's going to be a domestic ass-kicking coming.
Oh. All right, hey, thanks.
I truly hope it don't, because I wouldn't do that to my wife.
No, I hope not.
Right.
Even if she divulges that information about me, because I could get freaky my damn self.
Yeah, no,
but
I get...
I'm not into babies and things like that. I would have went with a James Bond girl.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Like, what is going on today?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody beat their wives. Jody from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Jody. What do you want to say about this weird scenario that we're trying to work out here?
I really think he's probably not that into role playing, and he probably didn't have an idea of what to say. So he just kind of came up with something.
So he blurted out, dressed like a baby?
I mean, why would that be the first thing that would come to your mouth?
I mean, French maid, nurse, no cop. I mean, there's...
Cop, fireman, yeah.
Like, frisk me, baby. I mean, there's tons of other things you could have thought of.
Maybe he wants to be her daddy.
No. I guess so.
Maybe he just wants to be her daddy and spank her. Who knows?
I'm assuming that's the case.
Yeah, Jody. All right, Jody, thanks. Jody sounds like she would want to be spanked.
Angrily. Jody's jealous right now.
Like, she just wants to be her daddy and spank her. Tanya, good morning. What do you want to say?
I want to say what he's got is a simple fetish, and fetishes usually aren't discussed in public.
Right.
And she should just be glad that he doesn't want it to be reversed and her dress him up in a diaper and have to change it.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
So you think that, you know, it's her husband and she asked, so she should just roll with it?
I think if they opened up the door to talk about role play, she should at least try. I think he just wants to take care of her, and that's what you do. She can't do anything. Maybe she's super independent, and this is the only way that he can.
I didn't think about it like that.
Wow, are you like a clinical psychologist?
I'm not a doctor, but I have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express once.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Great. What did you want to say about this couple and their role-playing experiences here?
I just wanted to say that I think it's absolutely normal in the... I'm not sure if you're familiar with BDSM, but it's like in a whole different lifestyle. And I'm actually a mistress and a mommy, and my fiance is my slave and my son. Like, not really my son, but...
No, I understand. I understand. You're like...
We role play. He calls me mommy and everything, and I'm basically the first person that's come into his life that's accepted it about him, because everyone else turned him down about it, and I think it's absolutely normal. If she's not into it, you know, she shouldn't be doing it, but the fact that he's willing to come forward and say it, I mean, not many men would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your slave / son, did he bring this up to you, or did you bring it up to him?
No, actually, we actually met online, and he actually messaged me because of the fact that I put that on my profile. I was open about it.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm into the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we got together, was because he wanted a lifestyle of being told what to do and... you know, sexually or not, and that's just how we roll.
All right. Well, that's how you role play. I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Look, if he just wanted to be told what to do, he could just get married to anybody.
Any woman, yeah.
Like, I don't think you need... Look, Alexa, a lot of people are saying, you know, hey, whatever, you know, it's his thing. Like, just, you know, giggle and gurgle and cry and let him change your diaper and have fun with your husband. Like,
yeah.
BFD.
What's the big deal?
Well, can we try it maybe without the diaper, though? Like, can I meet you in the middle somewhere? Because this does not do it for me.
Maybe, like, what if we don't do the diaper thing? Maybe what if she just, like, you know, what if you just breastfeed her, Howard? Would that be okay? Or, you know, some light spanking?
We can figure something out. We can work something out.
You work something out. Okay, good. All right, look, I love it. I love it. Compromise. Alexa, give me, like a little goo goo gaga. Let's hear it.
Goo goo gaga?
Yeah, that's good. I could do it.
Oh, my gosh.
That could work.
This is so weird.
You guys work on it. It's the Big 8 Morning.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.